Charlie the 808 and by Shy Cats.
Morning. Just 2 days ago, we made a siyum on Teresh Beksav. We read every week Chedek, a parsha. And straight from the siyum, we went straight to the Aschala. And Chazal say, because the Sotan is Mekatek, and the Sotan says, let us all finish the Torah, they're done with it, they're happy to finish, making a simcha on the siyum, because they're happy to be over. Happy to move on. And so, to take away this kitchuk of the Sotan, we start the Torah straight away. And we start the Torah again, it's a yearly cycle. Not everywhere there was a yearly cycle. The Rishonim bring some places had a 3-year cycle. But our minhag is a yearly cycle, and it's based on the Tekon of Moshe Rabbeinu to read the Torah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. And to go and then make a siyum on Shmini Atzeres. Why the siyum is on Shmini Atzeres? I'm sure we'll discuss that on Yom Tov. Why do we dafka do a siyum on the Torah on Shmini Atzeres? But that's the way we do it. We do it with a lot of simcha, with a lot of pomp and ceremony, and it's an exceptional simcha. And I want to speak about the aschola. The aschola we also do on Shmini Atzeres. There's a nusach we say on Simcha Torah: Sisu v'simchu v'simcha Torah. Sisu v'simchu v'simcha Torah. Be happy. And be happy. Sisu v'simcha v'simcha Torah. The Mefarshim explained that there's two types of simcha on Simcha Torah: the sisu and the simchu. There's two separate feelings of simcha, two separate celebrations on Simcha Torah, and they explain it based on the pasuk of smeichem betseisam, besosim mevoyam. When a person accomplishes something, when a person achieves something, when he finishes something, there's a feeling of accomplishment, a simcha of accomplishment. I've reached something, I have something now. When a person starts a new project and he leaves, smeichem betseisam, he starts a new project, he takes on something new, yeah, he's going on the trip, there's a sense of excitement that he's starting something new, he's doing something big. It's two different feelings of simcha. There's a sense in English, it's accomplishment of finishing something, then it's excitement of starting something. Smeichem betseisam, besosim mevoyam. When you leave, when you're traveling, when you leave, when you're starting a new trip, it's smeichem, and when you come back accomplished, it's sosim mevoyam. On Simchas Torah we have both simchas. We're finishing the Torah. It's a sense of accomplishment. We'll finish the whole Torah from Bereishis until the Enei Kol Yisrael. Smeichem, sosim mevoyam. But there's also a smeichem betseisam, because today, 2 days ago, was the Haschola. Bereishis Bara Elokim. We're starting the Torah again. We're going to go through the whole Torah again. And that's the sisu v'simchu v'simchas Torah. Now, this simcha on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah, is on a communal level. The tzibur finished the Torah, the tzibur is starting again the Torah. But it's also a private simcha. Every person makes a scene of himself on the Torah, it's a private simcha. And when he starts again the Torah, he starts learning the Torah again, Pashas Bereishis, it's a smeichem betseisam, he's starting again. So last year, on the day after Simchas Torah, was Shabbos. And Simchas Torah was on Friday, Shabbos. On Sunday, I gave a share here. I gave a share on the Indian of Shnai Mikov Echot Targum. I thought it's a good time to speak about this. It was the first day after Yisro Chag, and it was a good day to people starting in the Torah. Smeichem betseisam. Yeah, smeichem betseisam on a personal level. I spoke about Shnai Mikov Echot Targum, the Chashivus of the Indian, and the Halachas of it. And someone told me at the end of the year that in the Schus of this year, and Tovshim Pevov, he's learned through the whole Torah, Shnai Mikov Echot Targum with Rashi. Like I spoke about. And he made a siyum. In Tovshim Pehei. In Tovshim Pehei, finishing in Pehevov, he made a siyum like a Targum with Rashi. Because of the Yisrael this year. So I thought it's an opportunity again. It's a new, every year is a new simcha. It's a new simcha sasiyum. And it's a new simcha sahaschola to discuss a little bit the chashivas enyan and the little detail, the details of the protem of Shnai Mikov Echot Targum. And a bit, go through the halachas, go through the sugya of Shnai Mikov Echot Targum, and see what's the best way to do it, best time to do it, ideal time, and In this way, we'll have a sisu, we're continuing the sisu of the simcha of Simchas Torah, discussing here the excitement of the haschala, the details of the halachas. So the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Ches, Omar Ravuna by Yehuda, Omar Rav Ami. La'olam yashlim odam parsha yosav im hatzibul. A person should finish the parsha together with the tzibul. A person should always finish the parsha together with the tzibul. Shnayim mikrov echad targum. Twice the pasuk and once the targum. We'll go through the reasons, what's the time for this inyan. But he says la'olam yashlim. A person should finish im hatzibul, together with the tzibul. Whenever the tzibul are finishing it, he should finish it as well. Every single pasuk. Va'afile atoros v'divan. Atoros v'divan is names of cities. I think it's by Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven when he gave them the cities in Eva Yaden. Afile atoros v'divan. Even these names of the cities, a person should also do shnei mikra v'atargum. Now there's a little machlokes here. What's the afile atoros v'divan? What's the afile? Some say it's like a chumrah. Even though atoros v'divan, atoros v'divan. It's names of cities. Even this you should say Shnei Mikra V'Echad Targum. Some say it's a kula. It's a kula because in Targum Yerushalmi, there's more varichas. No, you don't have to do the long one. Just the Targum Unkelus, the short one. Some say so. Whoever it is, Atoros V'Divayin, and then Chazal finish off with a special bracha for some of these Mekayim, this halacha. Shekol Hamashlem Parshiyosav Im HaTzibo. Whoever does this, Marichin Lo Yom HaVishnoyosav. Yes, Arichas Yom V'Shonim. Now, Pashtos Arichas Yom V'Shonim means long life, longevity. But Arichas Yom V'Shonim, there's obviously more to it. There's long days and long years. If a person has Arichas Yom, then there's not long days and long years. I mean, one of them is enough. Maybe long years is enough. Also, long days seems like, the Farshim say, it's not only in quantity, it's also Arichas Yom V'Shonim in quality. Quality, Arichas Yom V'Shonim, person has a brocha, it's a special brocha from Chazal. Whoever does shnayim mikra v'echad targum, marichin layom v'shnoisav, yes, arichas yomim v'shonim. In kamos and in echos. Yeah, in quantity and in quality, yes, arichas yom v'shonim. So let's discuss a little bit the reasons why it is such a mitzvah. People don't know the reason. People don't know the reasons for what, and so sometimes if it's like a choik blitam, if it's a difficult mitzvah to be mekayim, just to say more and more, and then targum. What's this all for? If you know the reason for it, it's easier to be mekayim the mitzvah. And according to the Talmud, there might be enough kaminas how to be mekayim this mitzvah. Should you do posuk by posuk, mikra mikra targum, or should you do parsha, like Philippe and Telesamach, and then again, and then targum? And there could be also enough kaminas which targum to do. Should you do Rashi? Should you do targum? Can you do the off-scroll English translation? Maybe that counts as targum as well. Or if you. You could do the base Yehuda Iver Tach, say it in Yiddish. Does that count as well? So let's see the Talmud. We find two Talmud in the Poskim for the Chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum.
Sorry, the Gemara Lo Yashlim, is that the Makar?
Yes.
Where in those words do you see that it's Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum?
So, La'olam Yashlim Odom Pashiyosav Im Hatzibo Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. These are the words.
V'afila
HaTorah Zedivayin. This is the memory of Chazal. What's the time for Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum? So, the Mefarshim on the Rosh, they bring one time. This is Keneged, in the days of the Tanoim Amaroim, the way they used to read the Torah, there were three people by the Bima when they read the Torah. There was the Baal Korah, there was the Shliach Tzibo, and then there was the Metargim, the one who translated it for the Tzibo. So you can't read the Torah by yourself. One always should have another person next to him. So there was Baal Korah and the Shliach Tzibo. And then they translated the Pasuk to the Tzibo. They translated it in Aramaic, in Targum Onkelos. So that's how they read the Torah. So when they gave over the Torah weekly to Klal to the Tzibo, yeah, to the Kohol, they used to give it over in the Oifim, or there were three people on the Bima. Shnayim Mekar Echad Targum. And connected this, the Korah, Shatz and the Metargim. And connected this, a person should do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Twice Pasuk, connected the two people who are there for the Mikra, and once Targum, connected the person who's there for the Targum. Because if you can't read it, person shouldn't read it, the Tefetir Yechidi. Should have a person next to him. He wasn't actually reading it, he was standing next to the Baal Korah. So on the bima, they had three people there. They had the kore, the shliach tzibur next to the bal kore. They stood and read from the Torah together. Even though one person read loud, two people were standing there, and the third person was Matarga. So connected these three people, we read the Shlomi Gerecha Targum. The second time, the Mati Moshe brings in, the Maral says this, that it's connected the three times HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai. He gave over the whole Torah. He gave over again in the Oyel Moed. He told Moshe Rabbeinu each parsha in the Oyel Moed. Adav Hashem and Moshe Oyel Moed Leimoy. And then the third time, Moshe Rabbeinu explained it to Klal Yisrael just before they went into that Yisrael, Ba'er Heitev, in 70 languages. He explained it well to Klal Yisrael in all 70 languages. So again, you have Shnai and Mikro, Har Sinai, Oyel Moed, and Echa Targum, which is Ba'er Heitev. Now, both reasons seem to be a similar line, is the way the Torah was given over to Klal Yisrael, that is the way we do Shnai Mikro and Targum. So it's either the way the Baal Kore gives over to the Tzibor in Shul, the three people by the Bima, or it's the way Hashem gave over to Klal Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, through Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum. These are the Tamim. Why would the Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum? Now let's go through the Halachas now, and let's see if some things depend on these two Tamim or not. Some things, some things we can find a chilek between the two Tamim. So what's the ideal time for Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum? A person wants to be kind of this minute, a person wants to be kind of this Halacha, starting on Parshas Bereishis now. It's actually Friday. Last year I gave the Shia on Sunday, Parshas Noach. It was really the day after Bereish. Last year there was the shortest time possible for Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum on Bereishis. Because some Chastera was Friday, the Siyam was Friday afternoon, that's Chala, and then Shabbos was already Im HaTzibur. And we're going to discuss now, what's considered Im HaTzibur? Lo'ilam Yashli Odam Parshiyesim Im HaTzibur. What's considered Im HaTzibur? So, we're going to the Gemara and the Arsh and the places then, and Shechon Aruch and everything. I'm just going to give the Sikkim of Halachas. Im HaTzibur means whenever the Tzibur is reading from the Torah. When did the Tzibur start reading a parsha? Shabbos Bar Mincha. Shabbos Bar Mincha, the Tzibur, for example, this week Shabbos Bar Mincha, we're starting Parshas Noach. Im HaTzibur from Parshas Noach starts Friday. Until when? Until Shabbos Mincha. Until Shabbos Mincha, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, until the time of Mincha, until the time because it is considered Im HaTzibur. So the Me'ikadin, the best time to be Mekayim, Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum is from Shabbos afternoon, some possible call it Sunday morning, but Shabbos afternoon is already considered Im HaTzibur, mesh of the 7 days of the week, until Shabbos afternoon is considered Im HaTzibur. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, before he was Nifter, he gave a couple of important instructions to his children. One of the four things he told his children is, I want you to be in Makpid to finish Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum before the Shabbos Suda. For the Shabbos Suda. Shabbos Day is Suda. And the question is why? The Chiyuv is, the Olam Yashu Odom Parshas of Im HaTzibur. So why was he Makpid? Why was he telling them to be Makpid to finish the Parsha before the Suda? So the Ur Zohar explains that it was just like a geder, it's like a fence. Im HaTzibur is still Shabbos Mincha. But everyone knows that when once you sit down for a Shabbos Day Suda, and there's a the Kvod Yoim is more than Kvod Laila, and it's challah, dips, fish, ayim, tzvivel, lebe, gala, chunt, kishke, and desserts. A person gets full, and then afterwards, he opens the chumash, and v'ashena m'shabachas, shina b'shabas tamek, they say, shina b'shabas on the Gemara Shabbos, it's a thick Gemara, tamek, and the chances are, once a person starts the suda, not shnai mikrot, that he's going to reach mincha in the same status. Because once a person starts the Suda, then the say the Hayoim after the Suda is the Yedua, it's not so easy to do, sit down and Shnai Mikro v'Echa Targum. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh said to his children, finish off, and it's Kepasim Shulchan Aruch. The best time is to finish off before the Suda. Now, when I was a Bocha in Yeshiva, I remember, I didn't know the reasons for this halacha. I just knew you're supposed to do it before the Suda. And I remember, I asked for Bagachir. Was in Yeshiva Tana. The way it was in Yeshiva is, there was a big, after davening there was a Kiddush, then there was a Seder for an hour and a half, and then the Suda. And that way they got the Bochum to be busy the whole Shabbos afternoon to keep them out of trouble. So there was a Kiddush, with a Shir, and then a Seder, and then, so that Seder well, if you could call it the weakest link of the week. It was after this, after davening, before the Suda, and some bochim wanted to use it for Shnai Mikra V'Echatagum. If Chavrusa didn't arrive, Shnai Mikra V'Echatagum. So I asked Moshe, can I do Shnai Mikra V'Echatagum after Kiddush, before the Suda? Because after Kiddush is a... Rabbeinu HaKadosh said they should do it before the Suda. Does the Suda count? Is Kiddush counted as a Suda? Is the Suda... He told me it's fine. He told me it's fine. You can do Kiddush, Shnai Mikra, and then the Suda. It's fine. But knowing the Tamim of Rebbe, which the Ezra explains, it's because the person, the chances are high that he's going to miss out Shnai Mikra, he starts a Suda. If you're making Kiddush, and then there's a Seder, and then there's a Seder, and then you can do Shnai Mikra, and Seder, it's fine, it's totally fine. The whole reason is a Geder. It's a Geder. In all the days, you should do it in Matzibol. If you've got a Seder, you're going to do it after Kiddush, in Matzibol, and then the Suda, that's fine. What if a person missed, he started the Suda, and he hadn't done Shnai Mikra V'Echatagim yet? Obviously, he should do it in Matzibol. From the Suda until Shabbos Mencha, he should do it, it's in Matzibol. What if it comes to Mencha and he realizes, I missed out, I'm still up to Revi, Chamishi. Is that lost? Is there a lost case now? Has he lost the Schus of Marichan Yom HaShnoizah for this week? No. So the Mefarshim say, a certain Kula, a certain extension, and Shabbos we find, that Havdalah, if a person forgot Havdalah, or he couldn't do Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, he can do it on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday already belongs to the next Shabbos. So, a Kula in Im HaTzibo, Yashin measures Im HaTzibo with the Tzibo, the 3 days that belong to the previous Shabbos is considered a little bit Im HaTzibo, person can do Shabbos make a Vechatagam. Wednesday morning, a person says, Hayem Yom Reviv Shabbos, Lechun Ran Lashem, and end up, it's ready to go into the next Shabbos. Really want to, I forgot to do it. What's the eight to them? So the Pasuk can give another extension, and that is, and everyone knows it, until Simchas Torah. So what's this in until Simchas Torah? So the reason is because it's an extension of Im HaTzibo. The Tzibo are going to make a Siyam on Simchas Torah, on the whole Torah, so as long as you do Shnai Mikra V'Echatagim Im HaTzibo, together with the Tzibo, when they're making a Siyam on the Torah, it's still considered Im HaTzibo. Yeah, it's a weaker Im HaTzibo, still considered Im HaTzibo. Some Pasuk say you should on Shmini Atzeh, on Simchas Torah, but Lanoch HaMais, until Simchas Torah. Until Simchas Torah, it's still considered the story of the closing of the Rebbe after the war. He came out, he was in the DP camps, and he found the Chumash, and he just started being Mavsedra the whole Torah, because he was in Auschwitz, and he couldn't be Mavsedra. He said, before Simchas Torah, and he was Mavsedra the whole Torah. So this is the ideal time for Shnai Mikra. Now let's talk about Targum. What's considered Targum? Why Dafka Targum? What about Rashi? Rashi also explains the Psukim. Does Dafka be Targum Unkelus? So there are several Milas in Targum Unkelus over Rashi. Number one, Targum Unkelus comes from Sinai. Comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has Sinai, the Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's part of the Torah. It's not just a translation, it's part of the Torah itself that we got from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We got from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam a translation in Aramish. It's part of what we got the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh and a translation in Aramish. So that's a special Maila. It's also on every single Pasuk, whereas Rashi often misses out or skips Psukim, especially if it's repetitive. He misses out Psukim, but there's other Milas in Rashi. Rashi is based on drashas of Chazal, on Gemaras. Rashi's got a lot of pshatim from the Medrash and Gemaras, and Rashi is better explained. A person can better understand the Pasuk when he learns Rashi than when he learns Targum. Targum is often harder to understand than the Pasuk itself. And Rashi explains the Pasuk. So what should you do? So the Shachanov Pasuk, either of them is fine. A person can do Shnai Mikra and Targum, or Shnai Mikra and Rashi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and it comes from before the Shulchan Aruch, where Yer Shemayim should do both. Especially Yer Shemayim, and the from Tzaddikim, they say that learning Rashi is as good of Yer Shemayim, learning Rashi brings Yer Shemayim, and Yer Shemayim should do both. Now, Sodom Shulchan brings down from Paiskim that if a person doesn't understand Targum, doesn't understand Rashi, he should read the It's good for him to read the translation that he understands. It's a good thing. He should understand the Pasuk. The reason is, we should Shnai Mikra and then understand the Pasuk. Targum and Rashi. Or Rashi and Rashi. But if a person doesn't understand anything, the Al Shkol is also a good Targum. But there's a special Maile in Targum, I think especially Al Pi Kabbalah, but even Al Pi Pshat. It comes from Sinai, it has a special Hashivas. The person who's going to choose either Targum or Rashi, the Halacha says that Targum overrides Rashi. The Milas of Targum override Rashi. Maybe, this is my own Hosafa, maybe it depends on the two tamim. If you learn that if lefi the tam that the shnayim katagum is because of the bal kura, the shliach tzibu, and the matargem is spoke aramish. If you're copying that mamet of kiras atzera in the times of the tanoim, it was targum. If you're going with a tam of three times the Eden got the Torah, Har Sinai, Oel Moed, and Ba'er Hetev in 70 languages, whichever language you understand best, is the best Ba'er Hetev. Explains the Torah the best. Maybe. The poskim don't say this. Depends on the two Talmud. Maybe. Maybe it depends on the two Talmud. Yeah, there will be a nice Shmak and Afkimun between the two Talmud. Is it better to do Targum, or better to do a translation you understand best? Now, how much should you do at a time? Posuk, then Targum? Or Pasha. Here the Pasuk says it depends on the two Talmud. According to the time of Mikra, and the Metargim, like they used to do by Kiras HaTorah, was Pasuk. You don't do two Pasukim at a time and then Targum. Pasuk, Targum. According to the time of Bayer Heitev, Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he got it Pasha by Pasha. And Hasina maybe it was in one shot. By El Moed, he got Pasha by Pasha, and he explained it to Klal Yisrael Pasha by Pasha. So this is really the poskim can already say that depends on the two Talmud. Now the Mogen Avraham, the Shaar Tshuva say pasuk. The Vilna Gaon used to do pasha. And the Mishnah Berurah says whichever way you do is fine. Either way is fine. Whichever way you do, you got tzaddikim and gedolim and kedoshim, which did it that way. You do pasuk, you're doing fine. You're doing pasha, you're doing fine. Now there's a special kulah in Shlavik Vakatagum which Olam like to hear that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do it in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You have to do. What does that mean? You can't talk in the middle of Kriyas, you've got to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So it means, Mishavur explains, it means that you're allowed to say the words together with the Baal Kira, and that counts as once. There's two meanings to that. Either being Gavra Legavra, a person allowed to do Shnei Kobechim Gavra Legavra, but even whilst you're doing Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to do a whole parsha. So you already do one.
Yeah? It's not possible.
It's not going with that one. Look, that on,
yeah.
And anyway, if a person waits till Shabbos morning, you're not going to be able to do Tivish, Shavadas, Pasuk, Targum, or even Pasha, Targum. It's usually quick. Everything I've spoken about is Halacha, like based on Shas and Pasuk.
Shmei Koina.
So they say Shmei Koina doesn't count. The person should say himself.
No,
yeah. Should be Amira. Now the Shla Kodesh, you're going into the Inyonim, and to the Hecher Zach, and the Shla Kodesh should do it on Friday. He said you should cut your nails beforehand, and mikveh, and chassidim obviously don't go with the inyonim and apikabola. Have a mikveh, do it Friday afternoon after chatzos, and it's inyon. It's brought down in Mokan Avraham. It's not just brought down in Mokan Avraham from Shem the Shlakol. They should do it on Friday. Some used to do it on Friday and finish off on Shabbos morning im hatzibul. Should be mamish like Chazal say im hatzibul. It's also brought down in Halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings. To do it on Friday and finish off Shabbos morning. The best time for person, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person missed the Alter Meshach of the week, get up early Shabbos morning and do it before davening. Then but we've learned the Ikka Tamim and the reasons and the Nachmanas that come out from it. Now, Shabbos, sorry?
If you made a mistake in Pashas, missed the Pashas.
So the Katchila you should do Allah Seder, but if a person realizes it's a mistake,
even in one Seder.
And also, the Katchila person should do twice Mikra and then Targum. Sometimes the person does, it happens sometimes, especially if you do it with a Baltfila, with a Balkoira, you do Mikra, then you do Targum, then you realize, oh, I only did once Mikra. So you go back and do Mikra again. On the Katchila, the best, the ideal way of doing it is two times Mikra, then Targum. Just a little vault on Shabbos Bereshis. We're coming out to Shabbos Bereshis after whole Chodesh Tishri. 1520, when I was a Bocha, I was in Netzral once for Sukkos, and I ran around like a Bocha, all the Rebbes and all the Tishn and everything. And when I came to Shabbos Bereshis, I was already. I had blisters on my foot from running around so much. I decided that once in a lifetime I'm going to go to the Tishon Meir Sha'arim, and it was stuck worth it because I heard the entire revolt from the Tolds of Mitzvah Rebbe. I'm going to say over now. It was Shabbos Bereishis Friday night by the Tish, and they were singing the songs of Yom Neroim. They were going over the Yom Neroim songs, and the Tolds of Mitzvah Rebbe said a marshal from the Divrei Chaim from the Tzanz Rebbe. He said there was once a businessman who went on a trip, on a long business trip. And he went from one place to another, buying and selling, and he had a lot of revochim, a lot of gains, he had shtark hatzlocha and success on his trip, one place to another, eventually a few weeks. But on this trip, he couldn't make a cheshbon of how much he gained and how much he fadined. because he was busy. He was busy buying and selling from one market to the other market. When he came home, he sat down and made a cheshbon. And this place I earned so much, and this place I made a good deal, and that was a good contract, and that was a good... And then he made a cheshbon of how much he gained. So that Sanzer Rebbe said, B'meshech l'chodesh Tishri, we're going on a trip, on a business trip, and from one deal to another, Chaperai and Shofar, and then we go over to Aseret Yom Tshuva. Yom Kippur were like Malachim. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no Averis. Sukkot was sitting with Beis Hashem, and Betzel Kanefecha Yachsoyon. Shmini Atzeres is Mamish, and from one to another, there's no time to stop and think of your gains, and how much you benefited from the Chodesh. Shabbos Bereishis is a time when you come back from the trip, and you sit down, yeah, and you make a cheshbon, how much you gained from the Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos of reflect. It's a Shabbos of, again, it's a Sisu v'Simchu. It's reflection on the on Tishri and absorbing everything that we were koina, the Meshach, the Chodesh, the Aliyas, and the Kinyonim of Meshach, the Chodesh. But it's also a Scholar of Smeichem, Betzeisam, and the Metzshem. We're all looking forward to make a Siyam on the Torah that we're starting this Shabbos. Next year, Gazin Tehayit, another Sosim Bevoyam.
Oh, my God.